Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be in this beautiful day, October 12th, in this beautiful afternoon? This is Mena Velasquez, your host, and today's subject is money. Where art thou? So money, we always are asking, where is the money? Show me the money. Where is the money? But in the past week, I've been noticing a theme coming up. Yes, we do ask, where's the money? Where is the money? I don't have enough money to pay the bills. I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough money for that. But what is it that you need? What is it that you require in order for you to create? Because money, you create money through the actions that you take. Now, in this past week, I've been noticing that are waiting to hit rock bottom before they can start creating. They believe that for them to create is they have to have nothing for them to start from scratch. This happened with a client of mine who pretty much decided or made a choice that they have to go bankrupt before they can create anything else, anything that will be fun for them to do, as well as with somebody who has a business. They decided that they have to kill the business because they were not having any more fun with it. Therefore, they wanted to move on to something else. But instead of asking what else is possible here, they opted to kill the business. So everywhere that you have decided that you need to create from, you need to hit rock bottom in order for you to create, are you willing to let that go now? And everything that is, destroy and create, right, wrong, good and bad, bottom, pop, home, and shorts, quick and beyond. This is, I just did a clearing, a statement from Access Consciousness. Please look it up, theclearingstatement.com, if you want to know more details about it. But, so when I ask a question, I usually the question, everything is energy. When a question is asked, if it's your thing, if it hits a target, then this energy comes up. And when the energy comes up, I say the clearing statement, and it's like a vacuum cleaner coming to remove all the debris that's there that got stirred up by the question. So, and sometimes you might feel a little bit woozy after I said it, the clearing statement, and that's okay. Just make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, okay? And you don't even have to, sometimes, even though I'm speaking English, you will not understand what I'm saying because you'll think I'm speaking gibberish. And if that is your thing, if you don't hear what the question is, listen to it again and again and again until you're able to hear what I'm saying. Because I am speaking English, but when it's our thing that I'm hearing, we don't want to acknowledge it, so we keep not hearing it, okay? So that's how Access works. So everywhere that you have determined that you have to hit rock bottom in order for you to create, will you destroy and create it all times a gazillion? And gazillion is a number that only God knows. It's so big that, you know, we cannot even imagine it. So will you destroy and create it all times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, parampa, coleman, shorts, boys, and beyond. Good. Okay, so the other thing that's come up is some people, and I was one of those people, they do not create anymore. They are complacent, what I would call complacent, because they don't need anything. Everything is what, as humans, what we have based our desires and our wants is what we start the creation on. But when you have what you perceive to be all that you want, all that you need, all that you desire, then you just kind of like stand still, kind of. But in reality, there's no such thing. Because you are always creating every single second of your existence. You are creating something. Now, That's why you have to be aware of what it is that you're creating. So I was in this zone of no creation, if you will, okay, for a couple of years, for many years, over 5 years. I was happy. I was complacent. I got what I wanted. I was happy. I didn't have to stress anymore. But then I started getting impatient. I started getting antsy. I started getting that everything was not good enough. And that's when I realized that my life was not big enough. And that's when I started creating more. I started moving. I started connecting with people. I started doing some other stuff. And now I have approximately 5 or 7 different open projects that I'm working on right now. And that's where I'm most happy with in life. If I don't have that many items that I'm working on at the same time, I am bored to tears. And when you're bored to tears, then you start creating some other stuff which is not desirable for you, your life, your reality. And so everywhere that you have been creating from the no need, and which means that you're just going to be standing still, kind of like a horizontal line, okay? Everywhere you've been creating from the no need, are you willing to destroy and create that type of feeling? Right, wrong, good and bad, parampak, all nine shorts, ways and beyond. Good, brief. A lot of you guys are out there where I was, huh? So everywhere that you have decided that you don't have any need and you have all you want, all you desire, all you require to live, and everything is just good enough, are you willing to discern and create that time to God's feeling? Right, wrong, good and bad, parampak, all nine shorts, ways and beyond. Everywhere you have determined that you need to hit rock bottom for you to start your creation process of your life, your living, your reality, your finances, your relationship, are you willing to destroy and create that time sick of feeling? Right, wrong, good and bad, pattern, pack, all nine shorts, voice and beyond. Woohoo! That one's a little bit lighter now. Awesome. How does it get any better? Awesome. So, and the same thing happens with business. See, you got to get that your life is your business. You are the CEO of your life. Now, this is, you know, you incorporation. You incorporate it. You are not a limited partnership because unless you limit yourself, nobody limits you. Okay? So you are your business. And the same, you do this, the same thing that you do to your life, you do to your business. And guys, you don't have to destroy your business. You can sell it because there's somebody else to whom whatever business you're in will be fun for them to do. Or if you don't want to sell it, you can always just hire a manager and then have quarterly or half monthly meetings and make it profitable for them to run it with profit. But you don't have to destroy anything. It's easier to sell, easier to share than to destroy it. Learn to see what else is possible. Ask the question, what is right about this I'm not getting? And you will find that you can find additional solutions. There's more than one solution. This is one thing that I did ask my clients to do for practice in order for them to look at things from a different point of view, because your point of view creates your reality, right? So imagine yourself sitting at your desk sitting at your desk, and then so look around you. Look at what do you see from that point of view of sitting. Now, remove yourself out of your body and in front of your desk. Look at yourself sitting at your desk. Now, this is a different point of view, correct? Now, this is you looking at you sitting at your desk. Now, elevate yourself and imagine you looking at you from the top. Imagine you being on the ceiling and looking at you, sitting at your desk. What do you see? This is how you change your point of view. This is it. This is an exercise by Gregory Grabovoi on changing perspective and being aware, becoming aware of the different things and how they present themselves to you. But pay attention to how many choices you got out there. In one point of view, you see yourself sitting and everything on your desk. And then in the other point of view, you see you sitting, and then you see everything that's in front of you. Different perspective, right? So practice something like that, and that will help you with the different points of view out there. And there's nothing that's similar to anything. So it's all about what you want to look, what you want to experience, and start practicing that. Also, there is something that's called the Methods of Concentration by Gregory Grabovoi, and he has exercises like this on a day for a daily basis for all the days of the month. You can find it on the internet; it's easily enough found, and I think it's also free, I believe. It's called Methods of Concentration, and it just expands your perception, expands your awareness, expands your consciousness. Because he takes you and lets you look at your life, your environment from different points of view. So what else is possible? What do you have available that you haven't taken advantage of so that you can create your life, you can create your business, you can create your finances? And every word that you have determined, that you have to destroy you have to destroy your life, you have to destroy your business in order for you to create bigger and better. Are you willing to destroy and create that? Let go of that point of view? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, voice and beyond. Whoa. Awesome. How does it get any better? You guys are willing to let go. Wow. That was, I had some charge. I'm glad you guys are willing to let it go. Every time you listen to any clearing on the subject, another layer comes up. So you can listen to this recording, and more layers and more layers will come off. And you're just going to unburden yourself with this point of view that you have. So let me see what else we have. And the complacency, that is something that a lot of people also are stuck in. I didn't realize how I was stuck in it until I did. Yeah, like it's kind of like you don't know what you don't know until you know it, right? That's it. That's interesting. But you just don't know that you're stuck until you unstuck yourself, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I spent so much time just idle, just, you know, being comfortable and being not in need of anything, and then you just say, I'm happy with what I am, but you really don't know what you're missing until you're there, until you're beyond that. So everywhere that you have been the not need in order for you to not create, are you willing to let that go, destroy and create all kinds of feelings? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, voice and beyond. Okay, so now let's go ahead and do an activation, a multi-energy activation, for you to play big. Okay, no more this, hey, I'm just down here and I need to destroy my life, or I'm good enough where I am, I don't need fame, I don't need money, I don't need wealth, I don't need, forget that. Be the being you truly are meant to be. Your normal state is to be open to receiving everything that is to receive, to being aware to having joy, to having fun in life. That is your normal state of being. But we cut ourselves off. We say, oh, I don't need that money. Oh, I cannot accept money for this. Oh, I cannot accept money for that. Oh, it's okay, you do it. Or, it's okay, you know, I don't want to compete. You get yourself out of the race. What if it's just a game? What if this race is just a game for you to have fun? How would that change your life? Are you willing to play now? Are you willing to play and be all you can be? I'm not asking you to join the army, by the way. Those of you who remember "Be All You Can Be" slogan that the army had at one time. But yeah, what if you could be all that you truly are meant to be? Are you willing to play big? So let's go ahead and give you the taste of what it's like to play big energetically. Okay? Let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull energies from the earth. Allow the energies to come up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Allow the energy pool to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Breathing and pulling energy. Allow the energies from the Creator come to you and let you know that it's okay for you to be the being you truly be. It's okay to be open to receiving. It's okay for you to be creative. And it's okay to have all the wealth, all the fame, all the distinction that you're seeking. You don't have to destroy anything for you to move on to bigger and greater things. You can build upon. You can build on the sky. You are a magnificent creator. Allow. Pure barriers. You are safe. Let the energies work for you. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Think about all those times where you rejected money. And give it up to the energy. Where you rejected help, give it up to the energy. Where you let opportunities go, to the energy. Okay, that's all. Let it be transmuted. Now is the time for allowing. Now is the time for receiving. Now is the time for knowing that you are the creator of your life. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, and future generations. Time to be who you be, the magnificent being you truly be. Now is the time. Are you willing to step up to create your life? Let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of just enough or not enough. And destruction to create and plug you into joy, creativity, abundance. And what will it take for you to have ease creating in your life? Are you willing to have that? Are you willing to have peace in all of that you do, in all after you have, all, everything in your life? Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Brown. And pull energies from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Brown. And pull energy from the earth through your body and not your crown. Make the grounding and the pulling of energy be smooth and even. Smooth and even. There you go. There you go. Good job. And when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. Take a deep breath, and exhale. How you guys feel? So what would it take for money to show up with ease in your life? What would it take for you to create your life the way you desire it, the way it can have the lifestyle you truly enjoy and it's fun for you? Remember, the more fun you have, the more money wants to party with you. What if life was all about a party because of so much fun you have? If you enjoy what you do, you don't ever work a day in your life. Remember that? So what would it take for you to enjoy every single day and paid for it? Woo-hoo! Thank you, my friends. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Let's continue to ground. I feel some of you still not grounded, so just stay still. Make sure to have lots of water. We shifted a lot of energies today, like every other day that we're together. So make sure you drink a lot of water and just stay busy with your body. And it's time to start enjoying life and things that you find joyful to you. Don't worry about the money right now. money will follow. If you enjoy what you do, money will come to the party because money follows joy. And everywhere that you have believed that you have to work hard for your money, are you willing to destroy and create that times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere that you, all those beliefs that you have about money, how it's good for you, how it's not good for you, how it's evil, how it's not evil, how it's corrupting, how it doesn't corrupt, all of those beliefs, are you willing to destroy and create your ultimate gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Remember, money is only an energy. And we give it the colors that we want. Money could be red, could be gold, could be platinum, could be silver, could be green, could be blue, could be any color we want it to be. And it could be anything we want it to be. It's just energy. So, everywhere that you have made money significant and how it's hard to get, how it's hard to come by, how you don't have it for you to pay your bills. Therefore, you have polarized and you have a certain point of view about it. Will you just shouldn't create your own sort of feeling? Right, wrong, good and bad, bottom, back, all my short voice and beyond. Thank you, my friends. It's been a pleasure. Until next time.